Minnesota hospital to suspend sex change drugs for minors after pressure from Trump administration. By Catherine Hamilton on February 5, 2026. Children's Minnesota said it is planning to suspend sex change drugs for minors after facing pressure from the Trump administration. The hospital posted a message to its gender health program webpage saying it has recently experienced an increase in federal actions directed at pediatric health systems like ours that provide this care, KSTP reported. These actions jeopardize the stability of Minnesota's only comprehensive pediatric health care system, and they threaten our clinicians' ability to practice medicine now and in the future, the statement reads. If conditions remain the same, we plan to temporarily pause prescribing puberty-suppressing medications and pubertal hormones, estrogen and testosterone, for patients under age 18 in our gender health program, effective Friday, February 27, 2026. Children's Minnesota said its gender health program will remain open and continue to provide supportive care, mental health services and guidance regarding medical and non-medical treatment options. The hospital called the pause a difficult decision and claimed that gender-affirming care is evidence-based and life-saving for transgender and gender-diverse youth. The move comes after the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced on December 18, 2025, that it is proposing regulatory actions to bar hospitals from providing sex-mutilating drugs and surgeries to minors as a condition of participating in Medicare and Medicaid. HHS said in its announcement that sex-rejecting procedures on children, such as puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries, expose them to irreversible damage, including infertility, impaired sexual function, diminished bone density, altered brain development, and other irreversible physiological effects. Related, detransitioner Chloe Cole, $2 million malpractice ruling not nearly enough to undo damage to a generation of young people. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said that doctors assume a solemn obligation to protect children. Doctors across the country now provide needless and irreversible sex-rejecting procedures that violate their sacred Hippocratic Oath, endangering the very lives that they are sworn to safeguard, he said during the announcement. Related video, Chloe Cole thanks Trump admin, RFK Jr. for fighting to protect kids from trans surgeries. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, peddled a lie that chemical and surgical sex-rejecting procedures could be good for children who suffer from gender dysphoria. He added, further accusing them of betraying the estimated 300,000 American youth ages 13 to 17 conditioned to believe that sex can be changed. Read more. First major medical group opposes sex-mutilating surgeries for minors. HHS has initiated investigations into hospitals across the country for allegedly providing sex change drugs, and sometimes surgeries, to minors. In January, HHS General Counsel Mike Stewart referred Children's Minnesota and several other hospitals for federal investigation. Children's Minnesota says on its website that it does not perform sex change surgeries on minors. The Trump administration's crackdown on hospitals providing sex-mutilating drugs and surgeries to minors is a stark departure from the Biden administration, which aggressively pushed sex changes for confused youth and used all levers of government to force broad compliance. At least 19 Democrat-run states have sued the Trump administration over HHS's efforts to stop hospitals from providing sex change drugs and surgeries to minors, including Minnesota. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.